from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, June 14th. Coming up, a look at how therapy dogs are helping to expand mental health services in schools. That story from Peter Medlin in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. In an effort to address the so-called digital divide exacerbated by the pandemic, the Federal Communications Commission is temporarily providing low-income Americans discounted internet access. This emergency broadband benefit program is funded by the most recent federal COVID-19 relief package. Derek Cantu has more.
Eligible participants can receive up to $50 off their monthly cost for internet service and up to a $100 discount on purchasing a computer or tablet. Broadband discounts would be paid directly to internet service providers. Angie Cooper of Heartland Forward, an organization that is helping to raise awareness about the program in Illinois, says more than 56,000 households statewide have already signed up, but there's still plenty of funds to go around. Cooper says having access to the internet is imperative in a modern society and even serves a public health purpose.
The last 15 months, as we all know, have shown us that access to affordable high-speed internet is essential for everything we do. It's essential for school, it's essential for work, even for signing up for vaccinations or maintaining social connections.
Heartland Forward is also looking to work with government partners to find long-term broadband connection solutions after the temporary federal program ends. I'm Derek Cantu.
A federal judge has stopped debt payoffs for black and other minority farmers. The U.S. Department of Agriculture had planned to start sending out the payments to about 16,000 farmers in two phases this month. The agency discriminated against black farmers for decades by denying them payments needed to build and maintain a farm. A conservative law firm filed the suit, claiming the program violated the constitutional rights of white farmers. Zach Ducheneau is the FSA administrator. He says under the new administration, they're trying to change for the better.
They have never had an administrator of the FSA that has been in their shoes, nor have they had an administrator of the FSA that has spent the last 20 years of their life advocating for producers just like them, getting producers in the door.
Ducheneau says they're going to defend the debt relief program in court and are committed to getting the payments out as planned, despite complaints that it would hurt smaller banks. The police department at the University of Illinois is launching a new initiative to provide help to people experiencing mental health crises. Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman reports.
Megan Cambron is a licensed clinical social worker. She's been with UIPD since January, helping the department figure out the best way to respond to mental health emergencies and refer people to follow-up care. Cambron says there are other models out there for sending mental health responders to the scene of a crisis, but many are plagued by delays in response times.
It'll be, an hour and a half later. And when you're in crisis, an hour and a half is an eternity. But we also just can't send mental health professionals there without knowing that it's safe either.
With the new model, unarmed crisis counselors will respond together with police, the goal being to help people in the quickest and safest way possible. The plan is to hire two additional social workers by the end of the month. I'm Christine Herman, Illinois Newsroom.
Discussions about expanding this initiative throughout Champaign-Urbana with other law enforcement agencies are in the early stages. Champaign-Urbana public health officials report the number of active COVID-19 cases has declined for the 15th straight day, down to 94 on Sunday. The number of hospitalizations held steady at 7 for the third straight day. There were 19 new cases of COVID-19 reported in the county over the weekend. One additional death was reported on Saturday to bring Champaign County's total COVID death toll to 153. Meanwhile, over the weekend, the number of fully vaccinated individuals neared 94,000 in Champaign County. 1,400 doses were administered. About 45% of the county's population has now been fully vaccinated. Still to come, Peter Medlin tells us how therapy dogs are helping to expand mental health services in some schools in the wake of the pandemic. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Hi, this is Chantal Vaca, and I'm the engagement producer for the 21st. And I'm curious, what issues in Illinois matter to you most right now? Join the 21st Text Club and add to our weekly conversation. Just text TALK to 217-803-0730. That's 217-803-0730. Let's keep in touch.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Many schools are looking to expand mental health services to help with the trauma of 2020. Peter Medlin has more on an option that's popular with just about everyone.
The roof spends all that money
does make a difference. I mean, it's actually...
Boomer wanders the halls at Immaculate Conception School in Morris, wearing a red vest that reads Therapy Dog in Training. He's a Great Pyrenees, so even at just a year old, he's already clocking in at over 100 pounds and sits nose to nose with kindergartners. Boomer's owner, school principal Stacy Swanson, says during the pandemic, they needed other ways to help students starting to return in person.
And so I started looking at possibly, because we can't afford a therapist for school or a counselor or any of that type of thing here in a Catholic school.
Doctors have found all sorts of new ways to utilize support animals as of late in physical and speech therapy and even in substance abuse programs. Swanson says Immaculate Conception uses Boomer in both ways therapy dogs are typically used in schools, stress relief and reading support. Boomer even got a picture on the staff page of the yearbook. Often high schools and colleges bring in dogs around final exams to let stressed out students pet their worries away. And with younger kids, the animals can give struggling students a comfortable way to practice reading with their furry friends as the audience. Trudy Delorier knows a thing or two about reading support. She's taught reading intervention to elementary school students for years, along with her golden retrievers, Martha and Thelma Lou. COVID-19 kept the dogs at home for most of the year. Delorier tried bringing them into the school once or twice in the fall, but she said even the kids were hesitant because of safety protocols. The Goldens made their grand return this spring.
The kids needed it. You know, our kids didn't get to have soccer and, you know, all the special events that you have in your classroom.
Delorier says the kids weren't the only ones glad to have the dogs back. The overwhelmed teachers and staff needed it too.
So it was unspoken that it's a mental health issue or a mental health crutch for them. But I felt that more adults were coming in to see the dogs, especially at the end of the year.
The school expects by fall they'll be able to hold events again where they can bring in over a dozen therapy dogs, including Martha and Thelma Lou, for the kids to read to once a month. During the pandemic, digital therapy dogs also took off. Not animated images of dogs, but students reading to real therapy dogs over Zoom. Carol Euster is the head of Canine Reading Buddies in Northern Illinois. She says even she wasn't sure if it would work. If the kids can't touch her, even be in the same room as the dog, can they get the same feeling?
The kids love it. The parents love it. Keeps the kids motivated to want to read.
Euster says the virtual program expanded to up to 100 sessions a month by this spring.
When a child signs up, the team sends an email on behalf of the dog telling the child they're excited to hear them read, and there's a picture. And then when the session is over, the team sends an email from the dog.
She says the digital dogs aren't going anywhere either, even though they've been able to hold a few in-person events since.
Some of the kids that were our virtual readers actually came to read to the dog they've been reading to on Zoom, and that brought tears to the parents' eyes.
They're looking forward to getting back to the 20-plus suburban schools the Reading Buddies work with. She's not sure if there's going to be an increased demand for therapy dogs this fall, but she thinks elevating the conversation around mental health in schools does open the door for more ways to utilize dogs.
And maybe we'll see even more after the pandemic, where teachers go for training to be a handler for a service dog. And that service dog is on site, you know, in the counselor area when kids, you know, need support or they need to diffuse a situation that can be providing a calming moment for a child.
Not every dog is meant to be a therapy dog, but Euster says a dog with the right temperament can help create a positive school atmosphere for students of any age and their teachers. I'm Peter Medlin.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see sunny skies today with a high of 85 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Carolina Garibay. Reporting today contributed by Derek Cantu, Seth Bodine, Christine Herman, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.